Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. That's right, Giovanni's back. Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. One of my favorite people in the galaxy. He's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on your show again, and all the great work you do. I can't thank you enough.
Always a pleasure to have you back, G. Hey, Giovanni, there's some this summer, kind of this summer, I guess, maybe since the spring, the administration has been trying to get some changes made, some reforms made to overtime rules and to how we classify managers, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Give us the report on that.
Well, here's the lowdown. July 6th, which is positioned right after 4th of July, everybody's on vacation, they dumped this huge regulation that they've been preparing for about a year that changes how overtime exemptions work. Right now, you have to pay $23,000, $24,000, it's $455 a week. And there's certain duties tests as well to be exempt from overtime. So if you have a manager being paid that amount, you're exempt from overtime.
So if somebody's making $23,000 a year, roughly, whatever that number is.
Right, $23,000.
If they're making that much or more, if they're making more than that, they can work, if you call them a manager and you put them on salary for that much, you can work them more than 40 hours without paying them overtime.
Correct.
Okay, keep going now. I want to make sure we got that clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what they did, and certainly it looks like that figure is a bit low. There are a lot of people that have been bad actors in the small business community, and this hasn't been changed since for a good decade, over a decade. But what the administration wants to do is double it to over $50,000 a year or $970 a week, which is way out of bounds in the sense of it will have a dramatic impact that we see on small businesses.
Well, I'll tell you something, Giovanni, and you're going to be shocked, I know, out of your shoes to hear me say this.
Uh-huh.
But this is an area, and if people don't think I'm intellectually honest, this ought to prove it. I think the president's right about this. I don't think anybody should have to. Anybody who makes less than $50,000 a year should have to work overtime and not get paid for overtime. Mm-hmm. I just think I know companies out there, Giovanni, who are paying their managers $30,000 a year and working them 60, 70 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, Giovanni.
That's abuse.
That's abuse, and this is the kind of behavior. And I'm not talking about small businesses, by the way. I'm talking about big companies.
Mm-hmm.
I actually believe the president is right about this, from a standpoint of what's right and what's fair. Now, whether he and I come to that conclusion from the same direction is another story. But go ahead.
Well, what it does, Jim, and if you look at the statistics behind it, it could have a devastating effect. You know, $50,000 a year in New York is a city is a completely different if you're in Sweetwater, Texas.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you have to understand, I think, that makes a strong case for not going that high is the fact that minimum wage tends to be related. So, in other words,
mm-hmm.
I can switch someone from a salary basis to a hourly basis, and get the same results.
Right.
So,
the other thing is, now, see, what I said in agreeing with the president, that's assuming the employee has no opportunity to leverage their income with bonuses.
Right.
In other words, if they can grow their income with performance, with bonuses, and working overtime helps them do that, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, it's a complicated situation.
Yes, I agree.
But
don't you agree, though? I got to wrap up this segment, G. But don't you agree that you know, some companies paying their people $33,000 a year and working them, you know, 50, 60 hours a week without overtime? Don't you agree that that's abuse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's a small business or a big business.
Depending on what the situation is, depending on the benefits, I think businesses need flexibility.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back with Giovanni Cortolo, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Check that out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.